Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Kasoko. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So like I said, my name is Kasoko Jackson. I am the author of I'm So Not Over You, a debut rom-com that came out February 22nd. Wow, time just flies by. And it's an own voices rom-comedy of errors about two exes who have to fake date to the wedding of the century in down in Georgia, Atlanta, in order for one, an aspiring journalist to get a job, and the second, the heir to a brewery empire to impress his family.
I love this. So what was the source of inspiration? You know, let's talk about like, and what led you to write a fake relationship? Because I'm like, it's catnip, you know?
So about 3 years ago, I told my agent that I wanted to write a rom-com. I had written YA books for a lot, and I kind of just woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, I want to try something about like happiness and joy and just enjoying this. And so my agent was like, you've never written a rom-com before, but like, let's give it a try. Mm-hmm. And so we went through like a whole bunch of ideas. We spent a year kind of like honing like four different other ideas, and this was just the one that was click. I talked with another friend of mine, Leah Johnson, a YA author, and like she loved this idea, and so I kind of pitched it to my agent, and he was like, this is the one. And it just like flowed from then on out. Like I wrote 50 pages, we edited it for maybe a month, sent it out on submission, and then it sold 4 months later.
I love this, and I love this. I read the book, and I have to say, it was just like, it was just so good. Like the tension at the beginning, I would just tell you the whole point, the whole, because they're exes.
Right.
So, you know, it's not just any fake relationship, but like they were broken up, you know? Right. And there's a friend group that tells you like they're broken up for a reason, you know?
Exactly.
So what did like inspire, because it's actually like what I like about it is that it brings two people who have been pining on each other, have a relationship, they will work up, and then this one brings it up, the idea like, let's go, I need you to come and help me out in this mm-hmm. specific thing. You know, what was the source, like which character was easier to write, you know, just to get a sense of like who their like voice is?
So Keen had a lot of myself inside of him. I have a lot of like anxiety. And so like that flowed really easily for that character, that kind of spiraling out of control and that catastrophizing and putting his like foot into his mouth was really, really easy to write. Hudson was a lot of fun. He was very different in the first original drafts. He was the son of a pharmaceutical company in the really early drafts. And it was just fun to kind of think about like a rich, wealthy Black family. Like I kind of had this idea of like the American Black version of Crazy Rich Asians. And that's kind of what I was going for, one of my favorite movies. And so it was just kind of fun to think about like opulence. So like in different ways, they were both easy to write.
I love this. And so you wrote YA. So talk to us about some of your YA books that, you know, we should look for, you know, in that realm. And what was the transition writing from YA to adult?
Sure. So my first YA, Yesterday's History, came out February of 2020. I'm getting my years wrong. February of 2021. And it is a time travel love triangle between a boy who gets the ability to time travel from a liver transplant and falls in love with an activist back in 1969 and the younger brother of his liver donor who comes from a time travel family. And it's deals with like LGBT history. It deals with like finding your identity as a 17-year-old. And then my next book, Survive the Dome, which comes out March 29th of this year, is a Black Lives Matter thriller, science fiction thriller, about what happens after a police protest when a giant dome gets put over Baltimore that cuts off communication, kind of like a team of ragtag, motley teenage activists basically try and take down the dome and like all the atrocities that happen. So I write a lot of science fiction and YA that has like a social justice theme to it. I come from a social justice background. I would probably say the biggest difference between the two is a lot of teenagers are experiencing and like finding their identity for the first time, which is a big theme of YA, kind of like put your name and your mark on the world while also trying to understand yourself. While in adult, you have all this back history and backstory. People are usually fairly fully formed, even though they are like still discovering themselves. Obviously, as adult, we have a lot more baggage built into us. And so building in that relationships, those friendships, those that baggage, your relationship with your family, with your boss, whatever, in 300 pages, while also staying true to the story, is just a different experience.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between, like, I think what you think, right? You're trying to figure out who you are. Your family becomes matters. Like, there's a lot of experimentation, whether it's trying to figure out your identity and like how does it fit to the world. Where an adult, you already have an idea of like who you are as a person of some sort. Like in your 20s, you're probably still figuring out. But it's there's a different level of like of questioning that happens.
Definitely.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, Keon has a question. He's like, I need a career, you know.
Right.
Career is more important than when you're a teenager, it's like going to college, you know?
Exactly. So it's the next step.
It's the next step. What is the next step? So, all right. So let's have some book recommendations. How many books do you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah. So recently I just started reading. I listened to the audiobook first, but I'm reading For the Wolf by Hannah Witten, which is a really, really good, if you do not know, like very atmospheric fantasy that's Beauty and the Beast meets Red Riding Hood, about a society where the first daughter born is for the throne to become a princess and the second one is for the wolf, which lives in the forest, and the idea of basically sacrificing your daughter to the forest to save your kingdom, and kind of like the lies that we experience from this fairy tale and what actually happens in the forest. Another book that I'm rereading is An Unkindness of Magicians, by Kate Howard, which is an adult, if you're an adult fantasy, it's a very dark, like Hunger Games adult fantasy that takes place in New York. I'm absolutely loving it. It's one of my favorite books. I'm actually rereading it right now, just because sometimes you need to reread your favorites when you want to get back into loving writing again. I'm also reading Ramon and Julieta by Alana Albertson, which is basically Romeo and Juliet with taco stands and the taco restaurant, which is like the perfect pitch to me. Like, I love everything about it. And the final book that I'm reading right now, because I read a lot of ones, is The X-Hex by Aaron Sterling,
yes.
Which basically is like practical magic meets Sabrina the Teenage Witch in a small town where hijinks ensues when you try to curse your ex.
Yes. I think the X-Hex is like the same vibe of like, you know, I'm so not over you. Like, we don't like each other.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
Let me hex you because we don't like each other. So I love this. So tell us where you can find out my.
I'm so sure. You can find me everywhere by my name, Kosoko, K-O-S-O-K-O, Jackson. So one word. My website's Kosoko Jackson, and all my handles are Kosoko Jackson on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you, Kosoko, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libra FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libra FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libra FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99. Thanks to the KISS Club. To sign up for Libra FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibraFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.